Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today I'm talking to you about how to make content for your high-ticket dropshipping store or any e-commerce site for that matter, but specifically when it comes to online retail and selling other brands' products. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you have listened to the podcast before but you haven't left a review yet, go to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. It'll take you to the iTunes podcast, and you can leave a review there. Thank you so much for your reviews. So when it comes to making content for dropshipping stores, I think the number one thing you have to understand and why you want to make content is because content sells. Imagine having an e-commerce site you went to, and there was very little on the product description, very little on the collection pages, or the no blog posts, you know. It just doesn't look as professional, and you are less likely to buy from that store. But if that website is filled with helpful and insightful content, as well as content that persuaded you to make a purchase, well, it's probably a lot more likely. Okay. Now, what is content? Okay. Content is the written word and or videos, or maybe audio as well. But it's usually, written words that describe the products being sold, right? And also tell people the five W's, okay? The who of who you are is the first W. The who is your brand as a store, as a retailer. It's also your brands that you sell. As a retailer, you sell multiple brands, so it's who they are, okay? And it's your unique selling proposition. Okay, so that's the first W. The next is what. So what is the product all about, okay? How does that product work? You know, what are the features of that product? Okay, and how do those features benefit the consumer and their life? The third is where. Okay, like where can they use this product? Where can it be used? Where can they find it? All that good stuff. Fourth W is why. Why do they need this product? You know, what are the reasons that this product will make their life more meaningful or more practical, or it'll just make it easier, it'll scratch an itch, it'll solve a problem, that kind of thing. When should they get it? Which, of course, always should be now, as opposed to later. Or you can advise them, you know, wait until you know which one's right for you, then get it, that kind of thing. And then, of course, this isn't a W, but how is the last part, which is your call to action, okay? So, otherwise known as the five W's, that's kind of the foundation of content, and it's kind of like, think about like what a reporter goes through when they want to report on a topic for a newspaper or magazine article. They kind of go through the five W's: who, what, where, why, when, how. Who, what, where, why, when, how. That's actually six W's. Well, anyways, however many number of things it is, it's the different things you have to go through to create content. So that's the basis of it. Now, when it comes to a dropshipping store specifically, especially with high-ticket dropshipping, right? We have multiple brands. Okay, even if you're just selling your own unique e-commerce product, okay, a portion of this is going to be very useful for you, and maybe all of it will be. You just have to take it and put it into your particular brand and your particular niche and category and industry, make sense of it. So the number one place you really want to make content is your product pages, okay? Obviously, a lot of people are going to land right on your product pages from long tail keyword searches. Long tail keyword is basically, you know, multiple keywords, more than two or three keywords in one search query, okay? That's all that means. And what it means when somebody's typing something long tail is that they're being more descriptive, okay? They know more about what they're looking for, and they're trying to find specific answers to specific questions. And when they're looking for your product, they might be typing in like a generic category kind of keyword. You know, let's just use sunglasses, for example. They just might type in like men's sunglasses or, you know, a certain type of sunglasses, you know, whatever that happens to be, maybe like cycling sunglasses, you know, they might, best sunglasses for cycling, they might type in a keyword like that as well, like the usage of it, okay? Those are still kind of generic keywords, kind of like category level keywords, okay? They don't really know what brand they want, they don't know what product they want, that kind of stuff. So that's one type of keyword you can make, you can target. Another keyword you can target in your description content would be the actual brand of that product, whether it's your own brand. So you actually include the keyword of your own brand or the brand that is selling that product. Okay, you want to include those in there. And also, of course, the model names and SKU numbers of that product, because that's really important. Okay, those are the keywords that you want to rank for, really, ideally. Okay, if you're going to rank on the first page of Google for that model name keyword, you're probably going to get free sales for that product, just bottom line. Okay, so you've got to target those model names and SKU numbers on the product description. And even more descriptive versions of the category keyword. You know, so like this is fireplaces, for example. Electric fireplace, you know, you got, that's like your top level category. Then you got sub level categories like two-sided, electric fireplace, you know, mantle, you know, watt, extra wide electric fireplace, outdoor electric fireplace, indoor electric fireplace. Electric fireplace with blue flame, with red flame. You know, there's all these different types. So specific category, subcategory level keywords are also very useful. Okay, and in product descriptions specifically, you really want to do copywriting. Copywriting is key because what copywriting is basically is persuading that person to buy that product. And it's usually using emotional ties usually. Backed by logic. So what you're going to do is you're going to get the user excited about the product. So usually we do this with a feature benefit thing. So, you know, you talk about the feature of it, you talk about how it's going to benefit the user. And by doing that, you're going to get them excited about that feature. Okay, usually you mention a feature, talk about the benefit, you show a picture of that feature, and maybe even show a picture of an illustration of the benefit or something like that. You know, it's always a possibility too. So doing that is great. And then also in your product descriptions, of course, you want to talk about the who along with the what, right? So talk about your own brand and how you can help that person to get the best deal on the product, you know, get it the fastest, you know, whatever. Give them the best service on it, best, you know, customer technical support, that kind of stuff. Okay, all these unique selling proposition things are really great. Putting those in your product description will help you sell products. All right, and making sure that there's some kind of a YouTube video in your product description, whether it be from the supplier themselves with like an assembly video or like a sales video they have, or you could actually make one your own if they don't have anything, like a slideshow kind of video, hire one out on Fiverr, make one yourself using Google Slides. Whatever it takes, just have some sort of multimedia in there. So you have a video of like the basic video version of that description that you make. In like a slideshow format or some kind of sales video or an assembly video, usage video, and then you have the actual written version, and then you have the pictures illustrating the features and benefits and that kind of stuff. Okay, that's a really good product description. Making sure that you lay it out really nicely so that it looks kind of like you would see in a magazine with, you know, pictures to the left, text to the right, and then like picture to the right, text to the left, that kind of stuff. Kind of the same way like newspapers, magazines do it. That makes it look more professional as well. By the way, there's all sorts of cool apps you can use with Shopify to make custom pages. So check that out. You can check out, you know, just go to like the App Store and type in Sales Page Builder or whatever, like Sales Funnel Builder, and you'll get lots of good ideas there. There's tons of them. So check them out. Some are free, some are paid. Okay, guys. So that's huge, right? That could be its own separate episode, and maybe it should be. You know, because I'm already at like 9 minutes long. In fact, I'm going to let it be its own episode. I'm going to make this a three-part series because this is so much content. I think you guys need to probably listen to the next episode later, and this will be a really good cliffhanger for you to listen to the next episode later. So I'm publishing episodes now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so I'm sure whichever day this goes out, this will be the next episode out. I'm trying to keep my podcast to 10 minutes or less these days so that you consume the whole thing and you don't get tied up with other things. So, all right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And if you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, you want my help, I have some awesome offers for you. Go to ecommerceparadise.com. Watch my free webinar, High-Ticket Dropshipping Secrets. Okay. Get into the masterclass, guys. 35 modules of content, endless amounts of content. I actually show you my own stores and how I train. The same training I have for my team is in the masterclass, which is kind of crazy. I don't think anybody else does that. Maybe it's stupid, but whatever. Take advantage of that. Get in there. You can find it pretty easily if you just go to my website. And also, if you want me to do the work for you, I have a done-for-you service. Just hit me up if you're interested. Okay, Trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I can give you all the info you need. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.